Yesterday, Paul Martin visited Toronto's Jane Finch neighborhood. The Prime Minister made a stop at a local community center. This was part of a photo op to announce that Toronto will see some of a national $50 million program aimed at stopping gun violence and shutting down gangs. Another $2.6 million for helping young people find jobs. But one of our guests yesterday, Paul Nguyen, told us that Paul Martin was not seeing the real Jane Finch or hearing from the people who know the neighborhood best and who know the violence and poverty firsthand. So we thought we would conduct another tour, the one Paul Martin would have taken if Paul's friend Blackus Ninja had been in charge. Blackus is a hip-hop artist, his real name Atiba Ralph. Here he is, along with Paul Nguyen, showing the CBC's Mary Weens the Jane Finch Paul Martin did not see.
So Blackus, where would you take Paul Martin if you were doing the tour?
And you had 50 Secret Service guys with you.
Where would I take Paul Martin? Well, if I had the Secret Service guys, I don't think I'd bring him anywhere with me. But on a drill, though, make a left here. I would take Paul Martin into the community. And I really take them to meet the people. Make a right here.
And where are you taking
this
me
is
now
Driftwood,
in lieu of Paul Martin?
This is Driftwood Avenue. This is right behind the Driftwood Community Center.
You know, they got visitor parking?
Yeah. And this is basically what they call the hood.
The real hood.
The real hood, the ghetto. Up top, we call it Driftwood. And
where's visitor parking?
You can park anywhere. They're not going to tell you.
The guy comes home and they want to park.
No, they're not going to come home.
Yeah, it says
this is Driftwood,
man.
They're not, I'm just joking. I'm just playing with you.
Is it your cousin who lives here?
Yeah, my cousin lives right here. He's another rapper. I'm gonna knock this door here. Hopefully he's home.
Watch out for guns, eh?
Guns are all over the world. Hi, how you doing, Maurice? This is CBC Radio. Yeah. We're doing an interview. This is my cousin, Five Dutch.
Hi. We're done, though.
It's the radio, so.
Come on, you can't woke me up, man.
Don't worry, I'm glad you're here, because I didn't want to walk up and down nowhere. Where's Auntie?
She's not here.
All right, we're going to go in the living room.
Okay, let me take off my shoes.
Yeah.
The
ghetto. It's not the ghetto.
What are you doing with your hands right there, right now? Give a little description for the...
I'm rolling up a blunt right now, you know what I'm saying? Chilling, reasoning with this wonderful reporter here.
You know what you need to do? You need to roll up a blunt with Paul Martin. Then his eyes will open.
Paul Martin will say, I only smoke, I don't inhale. No, on the real though, it's unfortunate that Paul Martin only comes around the area when bad things happen and... But
so where else would you take him from your own?
I would take him to Driftwood Shram Connection, the lane. Connection lane, these are nicknames. Because that's where the people are. I'd show Paul Martin all the youths them that are outside hanging out. I would show him the community centers that are closed, that these children, these youngins, ain't got nowhere to express themselves. I'll make him know what his money's not doing for us.
Take me to another place that you'd put on the tour for Paul Martin. You said the lane. What's that?
The lane. That's Grand Ravine. That's one of the original. The reason why I would take him to one of those places, because as I said earlier, they put a brand new basketball court in the lane for that little girl that got shot a couple years back, which is good that they put a basketball court. And now it's up. They don't even maintain it up there.
Does anyone ever use this court?
Yeah. The whole community uses the court. That's the thing. And it's still broken.
There's no nets, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's a backboard.
Exactly.
Just a backboard?
Yeah, but it's bigger than the courts.
Because
the courts isn't what we really need. What we really need is more programs, as I said earlier, the youths are geared to, and more technology for the community, and more better jobs. Everybody's getting paid $8, $7 an hour. And so what do you expect people to do when they're only getting paid $8, $7 an hour? But right now, I'm noticing the youth, I'm 27, so you people younger than me are taking a lot more initiative. They're not asking the government for anything because the government ain't giving us nothing.
There's a lot of pride here.
People in Mississauga say, I'm from Mississauga, Aaron Mills. Yeah. The reason why they ain't going to say that is because like they don't really care about their community. Their mom has a nice house. They're living in there until their mom dies or whatever and gives them the house. Up here, everybody's renting. Nobody has a house. So it's like people here, they learn that Christmas is not all about getting gifts. You know what I'm saying? There's other things you can do to appreciate what you have around you, you know? 'Cause
what happens at Christmas? A moment again.
Oh, Christmas? Christmas to Jane Finch compared to Christmas in the suburbs is two different Christmases. Because the suburbs, everybody's inside singing carols. In Jane Finch Christmas, everybody's outside going to their friend's house. Yo, your mom got food? Oh, shit, I'm going to his mom's house, and then I'm going to their mom's house, and we're not even worried about gifts. We're just happy to see everybody. We're happy to be alive, you know what I'm saying? Because every Christmas something happens to somebody. Like, I remember the Christmas or the New Year's is when Junior D got it and shot Nightclub, and you know what I'm saying? Those kind of things make you get a good grasp on life and realize that, you know, you can be here today and gone tomorrow.
And I guess I guess in a neighborhood like this, as you say, the thing you get is community, even though you don't get, there's a lot of other things missing. You get a sense of people who identify with it that you might not get in another part of town.
Of course, exactly. We're all at the bottom. And we're at the bottom, like, I'm not even going to lie, a lot of things may happen in this area that may not happen in another area. But you have to understand the reason why it's happening is all because of the finances. That's it. I don't want to change anything about my community. Yeah, what we need to do is get some real jobs, real money, real programs that can help the actual people that live in the area. And it's going to happen whether the government does it or not, because people who are poor are hustlers, right? So it's going to happen eventually. It may not happen right now, but it's going to happen. I think they should be trying to help, because what's happening right now is when they're not helping us or helping these communities like Jane Finch, Regent Park, and all these places, the community begins to resent not just the politicians, but they put that resentment on the police officers. And when they do that now, people ain't going to help the police. People ain't going to want to talk to them.
Blackest Ninja giving Murray Weems the talk and the tour he would have given the Prime Minister yesterday if he'd been the tour leader. Blackest Ninja, by the way, does his own hip-hop workshops for kids in the neighborhood, in schools, and in housing developments with no government funding whatsoever.